Genesis 46, and our grand story once again changes focus. We followed Joseph, we followed his brothers, but today we come back to one of my favorite characters, their father, Jacob. Jacob is old, well over 100 years now, but his story isn't over, and his journey today will take him back. I love how the chapter begins. Israel set out. I imagine this final journey brought back memories of his first, when he left home with nothing. Jacob's story is a long one. We've been so wrapped up in Joseph's story, it's easy to forget that Jacob's is unfinished. He's been sort of a supporting character for some time now, but his story is not yet over. His journey with God has more to tell. We are prone to forget sometimes that our parents and grandparents are not merely supporting cast. They have a story of their own, much longer than ours, and one worth telling. One of the best things I ever did was ask my dad for his story. Sometimes parents can forget that their kids don't know their story. I was in my 20s when I finally heard Dad's. So back in verse 1, Jacob, now Israel, set out with all that was his, and when he reached Beersheba, he offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. The name of the place is Beersheba, but it's okay if you pronounce it the way it looks. Don't be surprised if your kids giggle when you say Beersheba.
Dad said beer.
I said kids giggle, not grown men. Settle down, gentlemen. That location would bring back a lot of memories. Memories and stories from his granddad. It was Abraham who named the place. It means the well of the sevenfold oath. See, has nothing to do with beer. Settle down, boys. In chapter 21, Abraham made an oath with King Abimelech to deal truthfully as they settled a dispute over a well. Abraham planted a grove there, and he called upon the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. He later settled there, though he moved again. A generation later, in chapter 26, Isaac was moving from place to place as more disputes over well water arose, and he came to Beersheba, and there the Lord appeared to him and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. And he built an altar there. Most likely Jacob knew that altar. For it was in Beersheba that Isaac grew old, and Jacob and Esau grew up. It was there that Jacob deceived his father and stole his brother's birthright. It was there that he left home, alone. I wonder about Jacob's thoughts now, many decades later. He went out alone. Now he has two generations with him, and they are leading him. So he stops there in the land of his youth. It is the southern border of the Promised Land. He's about to enter Egypt. Surely he knew the stories of his dad and grandfather, who both made serious mistakes when they took this same journey out of the Promised Land. So in verse 1, he stops, and he offers sacrifices, notice, to the God of his father, Isaac. Then verse 2, and God spoke to Israel in a vision at night, and said, Jacob, Jacob, here I am, he replied. I am God, the God of your father, he said. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you into a great nation there. I will go down to Egypt with you, and I will surely bring you back again, and Joseph's own hand will close your eyes. So God spoke, and called Jacob by name. And his words are reminiscent of what he said to Jacob's father in this same place. I am God. It amazes me just how much meaning and comfort come to me as God speaks those three words, I am God. But even more, I am the God of your father. I haven't changed, Jacob. Do not be afraid to go. I think that might be God's most consistent command to everyone he calls. No fear, move forward. For Jacob, that means go to Egypt. Why? For I will make you into a great nation there. God will keep his promise. He will do it. The location isn't what you expected, but it's God's plan. And verse 4, I will go down to Egypt with you, and I will surely bring you back again. And there's the crux. Just as do not fear is God's consistent command, I am with you is his unfailing promise, the true source of all courage. And here in Beersheba, the land of his youth, the land he left on his own, only to find God meeting him on the road, here he is, back again, and God reminds him, I am with you. I will go with you, and I will surely bring you back again. And Joseph's own hand will close your eyes. Verse 5. Then Jacob left Beersheba, and Israel's sons took their father Jacob and their children and their wives in the carts that Pharaoh had sent to transport him. So Jacob and all his offspring went to Egypt, taking with them their livestock and the possessions they had acquired in Canaan. Jacob brought with him to Egypt his sons and grandsons, and his daughters and granddaughters, all his offspring. So Jacob took everything and everyone. Verse 8 begins a list of his children and grandchildren. I know, your favorite part of the Bible, right? Oh boy, a list of names. But try to read these as Jacob would have. The first time he left Beersheba, he was alone as can be. But he met God on that road, and God made a promise. That promise included descendants. Now he leaves the same place, and every name listed here are his kids and grandkids. Verse 8. These are the names of the sons of Israel, Jacob and his descendants, who went to Egypt. Reuben, the firstborn of Jacob. The sons of Reuben, Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Simeon, Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin. Okay, I'm not actually going to read all of them, but the list is important. 12 sons of Israel, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Gad, Asher, Joseph, Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, and just one daughter, Dinah, and all of their children listed as well. Remember, these kids become the nation of Israel, and in Israel, genealogy is important, because all of them inherit God's promise. Then verse 26 tells us that Jacob's direct descendants who went into Egypt numbered 66 persons, quite the caravan. With Joseph's family, the total is 70. And as Jacob counts the number of grandkids and travels through the desert, I wonder if he remembers the words that God spoke to him the first time he left Beersheba. I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Well, the road neared Egypt, and Jacob sent Judah ahead to get directions to their new home. And there in Goshen, Joseph was waiting. In 29, as soon as Joseph appeared before him, he threw his arms around his father and wept for a long time. Israel said to Joseph, "Now I am ready to die, since I have seen for myself that you are still alive." At long last, together, his entire family, and God, the God of his father and grandfather, the God of all his wanderings, God was still with him.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free, so tell a friend. We're listener supported, so thanks for giving. Chris Langham is the founder of Through the Word Ministries and pastor of Refuge Long Beach in Long Beach, California. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.